This is episode 2298 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode in our series, How to Manifest Your Dreams. How are you doing? Have you noticed any manifestation take place? Every morning, your challenge has been this week to visualize what it is you want to manifest. I have been doing this right along with you. I do these same meditations, these same challenges, these same theme focuses right along with you. And I have noticed that something I thought I wanted to manifest in my life actually wasn't something that was right for me. And you might have noticed that yourself as well. The closer you begin to feel like, oh, I can make this happen, sometimes you can feel yourself get a little cold feet. And I thought I would share with you some wise words of wisdom from the former Dr. Wayne Dyer. He was an American self-help and spiritual author and a motivational speaker. He is the best-selling author of over 21 books. He's written 40 books in total. 21 of those were bestsellers. And Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote a Manifestation 101 article on drwaynedyer.com, Manifesting the Art of Getting What You Want, 13 Powerful Habits for Creating a Life You Love. And I thought I would share with you Habit 10. Take stock of how natural your dream feels to you. He says, the time it takes your desire to become reality is directly proportional to the naturalness of being it. The more natural an experience your wish feels for you, the faster you will create it in your life. Conversely, the more unnatural a state of being feels to you, the longer it will take to achieve. He says the key word to contemplate is the word feels. If being healthy, prosperous, happy, successful, strong, intelligent, and so on currently feel unnatural to you, naturalness may yet be achieved by persistently using your imagination and your subjective attention to make this feeling stick. He says, if it is your burning desire to become a professional basketball player, for example, ask yourself how natural it feels to you to be on the court, competing at the professional level. If this feels unnatural to you, you may eventually, with persistence, achieve this wish fulfilled, but only until you have become so aligned with that experience that it feels completely natural to dunk a basketball and sink a free throw. So in today's meditation, this final episode of our series, I'm going to guide you, asking you the questions that help you to feel within your body, according to Dr. Wayne Dyer, in order to manifest your dreams and in order to know if your dreams are really right for you. So as always, if you want to go deeper into any series, you can find the full guided 30-minute meditation experiences over on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 7 days free. That's a full week's series. You also receive a journal with a daily reflection question on it, as well as a guide with all the techniques that I've shared with you through this week's series. Through each week's series, you'll find the customized techniques at your fingertips on the guide. So that's where you can always find additional support. I heard from a fellow meditator of yours, and I'm honored to share that she says she's enjoying the meditations on the podcast so much, and that it is the only meditation she's been able to stick with. So I really appreciate those kind words, and I'd love to hear from you. So please reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram. Send me a direct message there. And if you have any theme requests, request away. Simply send me the theme you want, and you can just direct message me. So, are you ready to manifest your final meditation in the manifestation series? Make sure your body is nice and comfortable. I hope you do this meditation somewhere that inspires you. I'm sitting outside on a balcony looking at the sunset. So I hope that you are equally inspired as you meditate. Close your eyes and gently elevate them upward and straighten up your spine. Uplifting your eyes ever so slightly helps to uplift your mood, your aspirations. Notice where you're holding tension in your body and gently release it. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, your life's energy, and feel gratitude for being right where you are, right here, right now. This is your time. You've been working so hard. If you've been continuing along with this series, if you're just joining us, you are in the right place. Manifesting your dreams. Bring to mind what you've been manifesting this week. Now, begin to feel it in your body. Feel as if it's already happened. Feel your wish fulfilled. Use your imagination. Your imagination that can take you anywhere. And use your imagination to give yourself an experience of what it feels like to fully live out your dream. Does it feel natural to you? Do you feel aligned with who you really are? Does it really feel like this is the you that you are deciding to be? If not, what could you do to tweak your dream a bit? How could you feel more comfortable? Could you tone things down a bit, or could you amp things up a bit? Remember, the more natural an experience you wish for feels for you, the faster you'll create it in your life. Continue observing yourself, how you feel, tweaking your dream until it feels just right for you. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Manifesting Your Dreams series with you. Continue meditating, remembering at some point to let go of your thoughts. Let your imagination calm down, and sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. This is your reward. You are so worth slowing down for.